Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Holy Spirit, we ask that you will speak your word again and let your people be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The prophetic theme for the month of March, in which you and I will march forward, is captioned, "What wisdom is this? What wisdom is this?" And our teaching series for Sunday service is Engaging Biblical Wisdom for All-Round Breakthroughs, Proverbs 9 verse 12. He said, "If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself." He said, "If thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. For any decision we make," he said, "we shall bear the consequence." So we must therefore make sure we always make quality decisions. When we're at any crossroad, don't be in haste to make any decision. Always ask God before you make your decision. As a matter of fact, all the decisions that you're going to make must be in line with the scriptures. Wisdom is not common sense. Wisdom is scriptural sense to handle issues in home. For marriage people, husband and wife, is scriptural sense you must apply. You can't apply your common sense. You can't apply your heartly sense. You can't apply any other sense, intellectual sense. We fail you. You need scriptural sense to be able to succeed in this end time. Shout hallelujah. So, I'd like to start in this afternoon by, what is destiny? What is destiny? Destiny simply means divine destination. God taking you from where you are now to your divine destination, where God has for you. That's what they call destiny. Why? Because we are a child of destiny. We are all children of destiny. We are not a destitute. We are children born in seasons. It's our time to succeed. It's our time for turnaround. It's our time for things to move for us. We are due already to move to our next level. Just like the choir said, we are due for our next levels. But it's very important for us to also know that grace destiny is a product of great God. Great destiny is a product of great God. There's a God behind every great destiny. When you see anybody that succeeds in life, when you see anybody that is having testimony in life, there's a great God behind them. If you forget your source, you will lose your resources. You must never forget your source in life. You must be ready. For you to be relevant in your life, you must be tied to your source. God is your source. He said, "We are not sufficient of our own. Our sufficiency is of God." We are not sufficient of our own. Our sufficiency is of God. You cannot be sufficient of your own. You can never fulfill destiny without the great God. However, it's very important for us to know that every great destiny will be greatly opposed. Great destiny will be greatly opposed. A great and effectual door, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, has been opened for me. He said, "But there are many adversaries." A lot of people are stagnated, not because they don't pray, not because they don't come to church, not because they are not born again, but every great destiny will be greatly opposed. So the greater your destiny, the greater the oppositions. The greater your destiny, the greater the oppositions. When you see you are being opposed, it means you have a great destiny. It means God has a plan for you. You are in the plan of God. In the book of Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10 and 11. Isaiah 46, 10 and 11. He said, God declared the end from the beginning. He said, declaring the end from the beginning. He has declared what you are going to become from the end. I mean, from the beginning. He said, from the ancient time, the thing that I yet not done. That thing that are yet to be done in your life. There are things that are yet to be done. There are things you have yet to accomplish in life. There are things that must be fulfilled in your life this year. There are things God has said he has to be fulfilled. You have not seen the fulfillment because you have been opposed. A great destiny will be greatly opposed. He said, my counsel, hear this, my counsel, he said, shall stand. How we do all my pleasure. I love that scripture. How we do it. Everything that pleases me concerning your life, I will do it. Nothing can stop it. So you can never be stopped. You're unstoppable being on the heart. I know you are unstoppable being. God has said he has declared the end from the beginning. What you are going to become in life, God has declared it. You're unstoppable. I will do all my good pleasures. Everything I've said concerning you, I shall fulfill it. Things that are yet to be done concerning you, it shall be done. Whatsoever, stretch forth your hand to this altar that you are yet to possess. This month, you will possess it. Your amen does not show it all service. I said, whatsoever that is yet to be done for you in blessings, whatsoever your hand is yet to touch, this month you shall begin to touch it. I said, you shall begin to touch it. Somebody who believes it, shout the loudest amen. Eyes have not seen, ear have not heard. It has not come to the heart of men. What God has prepared for them that love him. Everything God has prepared for you this year, you will see the fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Somebody's already receiving it. I said you are receiving it already. This week will be a week of fulfillment for you. We decree in the name of Jesus Christ. This week is a week of fulfillment. A week of answers. Answers of praise. Answers of breakthroughs. Answers of oral breakthrough. Receive your own portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please take note. Quality destiny is a product of quality decision. Quality destiny is a product of quality decisions. The decision you make today, please take note, determine where you will find yourself tomorrow. Decision that you make today. Determine where you find yourself tomorrow. Can I tell you the truth? Indecision is also a decision. When you don't make a decision, it's also a decision. So you must be ready to make quality decisions concerning your life. Quality decisions concerning your life. And also said him, I know you are free to make any decision, but you are not free from the consequence. That's why you have to make quality decisions concerning your life. Quality decision. Life will always offer you free choices to make. Life will offer you free choices to make. He said, choose whom you will serve. Choose what you will do to move your life forward. God has given you choices to make. Life will offer you choices to make. So the choice you make will either make you or mar your destiny. That's why you must decide on the quality decision to make for your destiny. What must we do to become a destiny celebrity? We have to train our children. That's what makes you a destiny celebrity. If you don't train your children, if you don't have anyone to succeed you, to start where you stop, then you are not a celebrity. You have to train your children. Can you imagine Bishop Edeko has trained so many children? I'm here on this altar. Everything I know in this world today, I learned it from God's servant books. That's why you can't, all the thing I'm teaching, go and check the book of God's servant, you will see there. I just have to read. I have to study, not just the Bible. When I read the Bible, I don't understand it clearly. I go and buy books. I have so many books. So I read the little one I can read and just digest it and share it to another with all that revelation that God just brought my way. So you must. He has trained so many children. The way I'm preaching here is the same way every other pastor are preaching, downloading the scripture. Some of us, we don't know scripture before. But by the privilege of being in this commission, scripture became clearer. When I opened scripture, wow, my eyes opened. I said, yeah, this one has been here before and I didn't see it. Shout hallelujah. I said, shout hallelujah. I said, shout hallelujah. So to become a destiny celebrity, you must train your children. Okay, how then do we train our children, number one? Because, or can I say, let me just go to Israel first. Why do we need to train our children? Why do we need to train our children? I just put some point down. Why do we need to train our children, number one? Very key. Why do we need to train our children? Training your children is a seed. It's a seed for your future. I'm telling you the truth. It's a seed you are sown for your future. You need to sow a seed into their life. You know, by the seed we are talking about, seed of God's word into their life. Because what you sow is what you reap. If you sow a good seed into their life, you reap it. I think it was in Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. Matthew 13, 23. Talking about this, the how the seed produce. Some in 30s, he said that received the seed into the good ground. He said that hear the word, understand it, and which also bear fruit, bring forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. So we must sow quality seed of God's word into their life. So, and that seed we definitely bring forth fruit. If we sow good seed, can I tell you the truth? If we also sow bad seed, you also reap it. Why? Because seed does not die. Any seed we sow, we will reap. Whether good or bad, seed doesn't die. Because, so that's why we must know the kind of seed we are sowing into the life of our children. Why? Because we are spiritual farmers. We are spiritual farmers. And the word of God is our seed. We are spiritual farmers in the realm of the spirit. The word of God is our spiritual seed. The word of God. So for our children, for us to reap joy, peace, and fulfillment, we must sow spiritual seed into their life. Number two, why training? Very key. Why training? It's a commandment. Training, child training is a commandment. It's not an advice. It's not a suggestion. God is not suggesting to us. God is advice. He's not advising us. It's a commandment. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he grow up, he shall not depart from it. So that is not an advice. That is not a suggestion. It's a commandment. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Verse 6 to 7, and this word which I command you this day shall be in your heart. In verse 7, he said, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. You must teach your children. You must teach them. You must talk to them when they sit down in the house, when they walk by the way. You must teach them. Anywhere you go, you must talk to them about it. Please take note. If we refuse to train our children in the fear of God, that is absolute disobedience to God. Who are we to disobey God? Do you want to obey God and this, and or how do I put it? Do you want to disobey God and begin to obey your children? God forbid. We must obey God's commandments. We must obey Him. We must obey Him. Please take note. Eli refused to train his children. He brought shame to the Israelites. The glory departed. He fell down, he died. He broke his neck. His two children died in one day because he refused to obey God's word. I love this scripture. Anytime I'm preaching and it comes from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Please project Hebrews 13, verse 17. It's a very powerful scripture. That everybody must write down. He said, obey them that have rule over you. Submit yourself for the watch over your soul.
as they must give account, that they may do it with joy, not with grief, for this is unprofitable for you. So we are going to give account of our children, because I said in the first service, God is the one that owns all our children. We don't own them. We are just a caretaker. That is why we must train them in the way of the Lord. Shout hallelujah. So it's a commandment. And we must do it with patience until we obtain the results. Please take note. To train our children, it requires diligence. We must be diligent. It's hardworking. Everybody on the brain here knows that it's hardworking to train children. If you are not diligent, you cannot train children in this part of the world. It must be done carefully. It must be done gently and properly. It must be done with wisdom. Wisdomly, if there's any word like that. So we need to do it with wisdom. Praise the living Jesus. I say shout hallelujah. So quickly, what must we do? What are the instruments we need? What do we need to be able to train our children? Because it takes a godly parent to raise a godly children. So, and I put in my notes, number one, you must be spiritual. We must be spiritual to be able to train our children. We must be highly spiritual. You cannot be a carnal man and train your children, because you'll be operating in carnality. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. So we need to be spiritual to train our children. For us to impart spiritual things into their life, you must be spiritual. It's very important. I said in the first service, it takes a disciplined parent to discipline any children. If you are not disciplined, you cannot discipline your children. You have to be disciplined to be able to discipline them. You have to know the importance of discipline to be able to discipline them. Shout hallelujah. Number three, we must be passionate. We must be passionate. We must be passionate, because it is our passions that connects us to our portion in life. We must be passionate. If you want to be a destiny celebrity, you must do it with passions. Do it deliberately. Do it consciously. Do it with passion. Anything we don't do with passion, we shouldn't be taken away from us. I was ministering in Maryland one time, and I told them, in the Wobby class, and I told them, I said, devil will not destroy your passion, but will not destroy your passion, but your vision. It will destroy your passion. You see, the passion is what he wants to destroy. Because the moment it destroys our passion, it discourages us. We forget about the vision. So it will not destroy the vision. He said, you have a vision, but I will destroy the passion for it. I will destroy the interest. So devil always want to destroy the interest, the passion for anything that we have. You see, Moses, he was so passionate to take the Israelites to the promised land. You know, he has been passionate from the beginning, to the extent that he has to kill someone, one Egyptian, because of his passion. But how did he fail in his assignment? Why did he fail? Moses failed. Because the enemy destroyed his passions. They began to speak against him. Are you the only one? Are you the only one? And he was talking to about 3 million people. They destroy his passions. And the vision, the moment passion is destroyed, vision will be frustrated. You will not be frustrated in destinies. Your destiny will not be frustrated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What is passion? What is passion? Passion is the weight in your heart for the kingdom. The weight in your heart. Some of us, we are restless until we go out for souls. During the 21 days of fasting and prayer, in my former station, we were praying 5 times a day. Sometimes I decree 7 times a day that we have to pray. Constant for the whole 21 days, 5 times minimum. 5:30 to 6:30, 9 a.m., 12 a.m.,
3 p.m., 6 p.m.
One day I say, we are praying 3 hours over. As instructed by God.
So, there must be a weight in our heart for the kingdom. For our children, that these children must not miss it. You must have the weight in your heart that this is my children. What will happen to them when I leave the world? I think about it.
Especially in this part of the world, you have to think about it.
That what happened to them?
So that's why it's very important. We must have passion in our heart for our children.
Passion for them to succeed. Passion for their academics. Passion for the things of God. Training them about the things of God. Shout hallelujah. What is passion? I put in my note again. Passion is that which makes you grieve and weep in response to certain circumstances. Passion is that which makes you grieve and weep in response to certain circumstances. Some children, you know, there have been a concerns. You see, when I nearly came to this country and I see the way children behave in this country, it grieved my heart. They brought 18 years old, one young girl like that to me. She said she cannot concentrate in class until she has to smoke weeds for her to concentrate in class. It grieved my heart. I said, no, this thing must not happen in this country again. This thing must not happen again. So passion is what grieves your heart. It makes you sick. It makes you to weep. Can you imagine a child is not obeying the parent? You know, the parent will be sick. You'll be grieved. You'll be weeping. There are a lot of parents weeping in their house, in silence. Nobody can even, they can't talk to anybody. They have talk and they're tired. But I'm speaking to you today. My God will restore all those children. I said those children shall be restored. Every concerned children shall be restored. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please take note. We must be disciplined to take care of our children, to train our children. We must be disciplined. It is what we must be to train our children. We must be passionate. We must be disciplined. You must be disciplined to be able to discipline your children. Please take note of this, very key. Everybody must write this one, that if you refuse to discipline your children, you are preparing destruction for them. They do something bad, you don't correct them. And we have said, we have established that you have to correct them with the word of God. We have to correct them with the word of God. If you refuse to discipline your children, you are preparing destruction for them. We are preparing destruction for them. Your children will not be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. I say your children will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Your children will not be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. What more? We must be affectionate. We must show love to them. We must show love to them. You can't hate your children. They are your children. You are the one that give back to them. Even if your children offend you, you are the father. You are the one. He said in my language, they said, if you use a right hand to discipline a child, you use the left hand to bring him back. Say, no, don't worry. Don't worry. You have to do it. Otherwise, in this country, when they get to teenage age, you have to show them love. We cannot just throw them away. Don't throw them to the lions then. Don't let the lion hit them. We must show them love, affections. We must show them affections. Because there's a connection between affection and their destinations. If you throw them away now, they can't reach their destination. We can't throw our children away. God forbid. We cannot throw them away. We cannot throw our children away. There's nothing, no matter how grievous the offenses may be, we cannot throw them away. We must still show them love as a father. We must show them as a father, because there's a love between, there's a connection link between affection and their destination. For them to reach their destinations, we must show them love. For them to reach their destination, we must show them love. We must show them love. What is affections? What is affection? Affections is what you love that gives you satisfactions without remunerations. Without remunerations. Like you are not getting paid for it. It's something that gives you joy without you getting paid for it. Remunerations. So it gives you satisfactions. You are not getting paid. You know, all of us, somebody opened my eyes to certain things during the weekend. I said, "Pastors, do you know certain things? That this thing is very key." He said, "When we are working now, all the money we are collecting, most of our money, who are we spending it upon?" He said, "Our children, to make sure they are okay." He said, "In the future, we must begin to pray that our children, you understand, that we are spending money upon, that they should not forget what we are spending on them. They should not forget us in the old age." Shout hallelujah. So, why? Because we love what we love, and we are doing it without any money being paid to us. None of us get paid for what we are doing for our children. We are doing it because of love for their future. I'm telling you the truth, anything you do with love for the kingdom and love for your children, you cannot miss the rewards. All of us, we will see the reward over our children in the future. That when in the future you see your children, you see, when I see my first son, we're almost the same height. I say, "Ah, Jesus, I thank you. At least we're the same height now. One day it will be older, it will be taller than me, you understand? And it will be rich. And when I see him, I say, 'God bless you. Father, I thank you.'" Look at our father in the faith, Bishop Obedeku, is proud of his children. His children are doing great. Shout hallelujah. Say, "My first son, you know, is not just a resident pastor, it's not just Dashmi pastor, you understand? He's very proud of his children." I decree today, you'll be proud of your children. I said, your children will make you proud. I said, your children will make you proud. I said, your children will make you proud. Let me conclude. Very important. You must be committed and dedicated to serving your children. Be committed to it. Be committed to it. Just like we are committed to serving God, let's be committed. I'm telling you the truth. When we are committed to serve our children, you know, in the future, we'll be glad that we do it. We'll be glad that we do it. We must be committed to anything you are not committed to, you can never get the dividends. The kingdom of God, we are committed to it. Let's be committed to serve our children. Let's be committed to them. You see, a lot of people will go to work in the morning. The father go to work in the morning. Or maybe in the night. The wife too. As soon as the father is coming, the wife also leave. Let's be committed to them. Let's know what they are doing. Pay attention to your children. You are paying attention to your children. You are paying attention to your future. Our children, they are our future. We must pay attention to them. Watch what they are doing. A lot of children, is it they open online class. Some of them are still playing game, doing certain things. Pay attention to them. Don't neglect them. We must be committed to the academics, committed to every part of their journeys, so that in the future they can give you rest. Your children will give you rest. I say your children will give you rest. I say your children will give you rest. In conclusion, we have a destiny of no limit in Christ. So let's expect the opening of new chapter. Opening of new chapter. New chapter must open for our destiny. New chapter must open. New things must happen. Say, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of how we do a new thing, how we open new chapters. For everyone in this service, God will open a new chapter for you. I said, God will open a new chapter for you. He said, for the path of the just, he shall say, shining light. He shining more and more unto the perfect day. In your business, God will open a new chapter this week. You have somebody is not saying amen. I said, God will open a new chapter in your business. That business will open up in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to pray one prayer before you go. Every concern children, Father, restore them. Every all our children that have created a concern for us in the home, Father, restore them. Lift your voice to Jesus, everyone. Let's cry to heaven. Everyone, children who are concerned, Jesus, restore them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, restore them. We pray for them. Our children shall not be a concern. Our children will not give us issues. In the name of Jesus Christ, anyone that is a concern, you will restore them. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like you to decree something to the life of our children. Every one of them, let's pray for them. Wheresoever they are, our children shall be mighty in this land. Let's decree something to their life. Our children, all our children must be mighty. They shall be great. They shall live long and fulfill their destiny. Our children should not be a waste in this land. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will fulfill their destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, we cry unto you today. All our children shall be great. They shall be mighty in the name of Jesus. None of them shall die before their time, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Anywhere our children go from today, I decree no straight bullet will hit them. I mean, none of them shall die before their time. When they go to school, I decree none of them shall die in the name of Jesus. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Our children are blessed of the Lord today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody here, your children will not be a concern to you. You are not saying amen. Your children will not be a concern to you. I said your children will not be a concern to you. Your children will not be a concern in this land. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are blessed.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.